You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, Satan's religion. Like I said, we're just getting warmed up. The mind games, the role-playing games on the Xbox and PlayStation and all the rest of this garbage, the television shows, the good luck charms that people do. These are all part of Satan's religion. Is it harmless? Is it harmless and something that we can take or leave? 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? What part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you." Well, what if you are touching with unclean things? That means he will not receive you. What if you are playing role games and fantasy games and doing this crap? Sorry, but it's going to cost you your salvation. Is it worth it? Choose this day whom you will worship. As for me and my family, we'll worship the Lord. You have to make that same choice. And don't let Satan bring this garbage in to your children to deceive them. Don't let him be successful in this where he wipes out your children and destroys them. What should we do with these toys and games and all of this crap that's been brought into our house? Deuteronomy 7:25, "You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing." God's very clear, very specific on what we should do with these things. You know, man, I'm trying to think of how long ago it was. It was almost 40 years ago when my wife and I learned that Christmas was not Jesus' birthday and it was a pagan holiday. He was not born on December 25th. You can prove it from the Bible. In all of these things, the Christmas tree was a violation of Jeremiah chapter 10, 1 through 5, where it describes it clearly and says, don't do it. What are we going to do with all of this Xmas stuff? You know, we got all the warm and fuzzies because it was family time to us. We took those ornaments. We took all of that stuff. It was in our garage and boxes. I got a hammer and I smashed it all. I smashed it all because I read Deuteronomy 7 here and how we're supposed to deal with it. Get rid of the satanic stuff. It's a gateway to for Satan into your house.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.